You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Melissa. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
May I please have the correct spelling of your first name?
Rosemary.
Roneman.
No. Rose as in Rose.
Oh, okay.
Rosemary. Rosemary.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
You all right?
I looked back and I was like, that does not look right. May I have your last name, please?
It's Capers. C-A-P-E-R-S.
Thank you, Ms. Capers. And may I have a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
It's 240-260-7225.
So I have 240-260-7225.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service today?
Yes, ma'am.
Message and data rates may apply.
Okay.
And may I have your member ID number, please?
Is that like the policy number?
Yes, ma'am.
The letters and all?
Yes, ma'am.
It's CSVA00003896.
CSVA?
Uh-huh.
Okay. 00003896.
Mm-hmm.
And for security reasons, can you please verify the address registered to your policy?
Uh-huh. It's 10523 Lorraine Lane, Apartment 23, Manassas, Virginia, 20109.
Thank you very much. And may I have the year, make, and model of your disabled vehicle?
2013 Chevrolet Malibu.
And the color?
Blue.
Ms. Capers, it says that this call may be set up for you to pay the service provider directly and then send those expenses in for reimbursement consideration. You are above your service limit. I believe it looks like you called for a tire change on the 19th, and you can only get one service every 72 hours.
How much will it be?
Did you call today?
Today?
Yeah.
You said today? Yeah, but I got disconnected from the lady, so I had to call back.
But it says previous... Hold on 1 second. It says, hold on 1 second. So you had to call back. Wait 1 second. So let me. Let me do this. That means you had a ticket already open. Hold on 1 minute.
I called right before I called this time, and when I was on the phone with the lady, it got disconnected, and she didn't call back, so I had called back.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on 1 second. Did you give her any information at all?
No, she just got my name, and that's it, and then went out.
So why is it not? And this doesn't even, this, all this says here, one service. All this said, this is from November 19th, 2021 at 11:04. So what the heck is going on here? Who's your insurance through?
Ma'am?
I said, who's your insurance through?
Acceptance.
Except, yeah, I don't understand. What service did you need today?
I had a flat tire.
Did you call with the same phone number that you just gave me?
Yes, ma'am.
And all she took down was your name?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember who you were talking to?
She didn't say no name.
This doesn't make any sense at all. Because the only ticket I have here for you is the one that I just did. So, there should not be any reason why. Let's see. Did she spell your name wrong? She sure did. Let's see here. Oh, you had a call 717. That's what it is. You had a call on 717 at 229 for a jump start. It was on the, for the 13 Chevy Malibu, you had a jump start on the 17th. That's what's going on. So you're only allowed one service every 3 days. So, and that was at 2:50 in the afternoon. So you wouldn't qualify for another service until tomorrow.
Okay.
But I can, if you needed me to, I mean, we don't turn anybody away. It would just be an out-of-pocket expense.
And how much would that be?
I'm not sure. I would have to call and reach out to the provider, like providers, and get you a quote. But some of them, they start anywhere between $75 to $125, depending on who's coming out. And, you know, they all charge different rates.
Okay.
Is your tire easily accessible? I mean, is there somebody that can help you change it?
I'll figure it out.
Okay, I do apologize. I wish I could have been more help to you.
Mm-hmm. Have a nice day.
You too, ma'am.